Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Authorities in Humboldt County are cranking up the heat to find two fugitives. Dan Squire has a report.
The sheriff's office continues to search for two wanted men. Detectives are still looking for 24-year-old Silverio Sanchez, also known as Pal, who was wanted for attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, felony evasion, and felony hit and run. And that's just from the sheriff's office. Sanchez is wanted in Eureka for rape and kidnapping, as well as in Rio Del and by Trinity County law enforcement. Sanchez is an adult white male, 5'5", 130 pounds, and has family and friends across the county. Benjamin Carter is wanted for murder in connection with the killing of Zach Chapman in southern Humboldt just over a week ago. Carter's wife, Melinda, has already been arrested, and Carter, considered armed and dangerous, remains at large. He's an adult white male, 6'3", 185 pounds, with brown hair, blue eyes, and tattoos on his neck. Anyone with information about either man is asked to contact law enforcement. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Good news from College of the Redwoods, or at least that's their point of view. They say they'll be refinancing Measure Q bonds. The taxpayers will be saving millions of dollars over the next 16 years. School President Kathy Smith says that students and faculty are grateful that voters passed the bonds and that refinancing will essentially be paying voters back for a portion of the money they have so generously given, according to her. Taxpayers will save $3 million through the year 2031, and that means lower property taxes, a change voters will see on their 2014-2015 tax bill. A Eureka group says it has a way to deal with the drug problem with two things that don't cost anything: faith and time. Teen Challenge does not charge a dime to the young adults who are looking for an alternative to drugs. The Eureka group is now helping 42 men and 16 women in a year-long residential program, the youngest 17 and a half, the oldest 60. Caleb Hoagland representing Teen Challenge.
And the plain truth of the matter is, the longer that somebody's in a controlled environment, the better chance that they're going to live a successful, sober life. We offer double what most of the other programs out there do.
They're looking for ways to pay for the program. Among those, a campaign to collect your used cars and other used articles. They resell them to help adults fight substance abuse. You get a tax deduction. Teen Challenge is part of a worldwide faith-based organization that has turned lives around. Caleb Hoagland, a graduate of the program, says it helps in ways other drug treatment programs do not.
Through our vocational training, we have services that we charge, which is a way to bring money in for the ministry. So that's what pays to keep the center going.
And if you'd like more information about Teen Challenge or ways you can donate, call 268-8727. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we begin the last week of April, we also wrap up the final week of Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies focused extra effort on identifying drivers who use electronic devices like cell phones while behind the wheel. If you are over the age of 40, you were around when mandatory seatbelt laws were first imposed. Unwelcome laws considered by many to be frivolous and unenforceable. Well, Captain Adam Yeager of the CHP sees distracted driving laws taking a similar path as seatbelt laws.
I mean, look at where we're at with seatbelts. We didn't before. It was a law, and then it became a law, but you couldn't stop them unless you had another violation, to now where we have close to 96 to 98% people are wearing their seatbelts. So we're hoping we can get that way with the phones too.
It all comes down to education, and the CHP in particular focuses efforts on youngest drivers, those in high school or just beginning driving. Paying attention while driving is important to everyone on the road, so put the phones away when behind the wheel. And that's news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.